Somehow it's become unmentionable. It's called love. guys on the fence about the COVID vaccines?
I mean, they made it so quick.
I get it. It's an important decision. It may help to know that these vaccines were the most tested in history.
Yeah, but don't the shots give you COVID-19?
No, none of the vaccines contain the live virus, and it's impossible to get it from the vaccine.
And the side effects?
Some people have a strong reaction, but the symptoms are less severe than actually getting COVID-19. Ask questions. Get the facts.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
Walk on, stroll on, walk on, stroll on. Amber lights imprint themselves in your soul and in your brain. That smoky blue transfusion will keep you warm beneath the rain. Your life has been so empty, but there's no telling who you'll meet. One glimpse of heaven and she's walking past your street. Walk on, stroll on, walk on, stroll on. Walk on, stroll on, walk on, stroll on. Winter takes a while to pass, but soon it will be May. The sun embraces color, then there's a sweet scent of the hay. You know I need your warm blue eyes to guide me through this night. And in the morning you're as certain as the light. No more excuses, nothing left to say. Walk on, stroll on, walk on, stroll on.
What a nice way to start things off with Prefab Sprout. Walk on, and it is Zamboni Brain, what you're listening to. The Human Experience part, I don't know, 4,000? This is the third part of all songs about walking. So we have 3 hours of just going all over the genres, all songs about walking, part of the human experience. We're doing 3 hours of walking and then 3 hours of running, and then more 3 hours, and more 3 hours. So it's actually... 9 hours of walking, 9 hours of running is what it's going to entail. You can download all of this junk at Zomboco, Zomboco, .com. And, some other good things is that probably be back in the studio. I'm shooting for like spring semester, just one more semester of doing these in the bunker shows, in the underground bunker, and then back in the studio live. That's probably going to be spring semester. It's right around the corner. It's kind of a long street, but it's around the corner. All right, so it's all songs about walking today. You're listening to WRCT, Zamboni Brain. You can also hear rebroadcasts on WBCQ The Planet, WBCQ The Planet Shortwave Radio, WBCQ.com and net, and of course, RadioCrown.com, I think, still throws some Zombo stuff on every now and then. All right, let's get into some more later era King Crimson. I can't even think it's later era. I mean, my God, this is, I think, still from the 90s. King Crimson from their album Thrack, and it's Walking on Air. You're listening to this station here with this guy here and this music here.
I'll be standing by your side. In between the deep blue sea and the sheltering sky, if we find no words to say to and the worries of the day lie down.
Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, let's tell you what we did here. We did Run, Don't Walk by the Mighty Montezas. Yeah, love me some Montezas. Before that, we heard Fire Walk With Me by Archie and the Bunkers. These guys out of Cleveland. A couple kids, one organ player and one drummer. It kind of almost sounds like if The Cure actually went more analog. And before that, we heard Walking Shoes, Duke Dixon, and Cool Walk. Now, the interesting thing about Cool Walk, it was done by by a guy named Leroy. And that used to be on WRCT quite often when I had control of all the automation. I had done automation for this radio station about 10 years ago, dumped all this great music in, and really had a great system of automation. You could turn on, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and you'd hear like this song, or you'd hear some Hazel Atkins, and then they came in, they put this new system in, and I think they eradicated a lot of my my old automation, which is too bad. But then again, it just makes this show more fun. And by the way, there is another good, I rarely plug other radio shows, you know, but I'll tell you, Peter Zaremba, the guy from the Fleshtones, has a show on satellite radio on Little Steven's Underground Garage called like Friday Night with a Count. And it's like my show. It was so cool to listen to it. My wife's like saying, hey, listen to this show. So we listen to the show. And she goes, you think you'll like this? And she goes, this is your radio show. So it's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Peter's the member from the Fleshtones. I think it's called like Fright Night or something. It's a really cool show. What else was I going to tell you? Oh, I got to tell you what else we were playing. We started off with Walking on Air by King Crimson. And so today's, if you haven't figured it out, it's all songs about walking. It's the third part of the trilogy of walking, and it's the halfway mark of our movement marathon. So maybe I'll do some more movement later. I think I will, because after 9 hours of running, maybe some dancing, maybe some hopping, maybe some jumping, that'd be fun. Yeah, just trying to do some interesting kind of radio. And it's finding these themes, making it go all over. It forces me to go all different genres, which is kind of fun. Playing, you know, old rockabilly and some surf stuff and some goth stuff and some noise stuff and some, you know, just what I always consider the musical edumacation. Mm-hmm. Now, something kind of neat. Pittsburgh is very known for its DJs. And I got to tell you, I've been listening to some air checks of this dude called Brother Love, who was on, I believe, in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s. That was a lot of fun to listen to that. Same with like Porky Chedwick, Mad Mike. Pittsburgh has an amazing, amazing history of what I would just call like real DJs, real personality DJs, or what I would even call fake personality DJs, because I'm following in the fine line of big phonies, guys that put on a shtick to do radio, just making it more entertaining. You know, I don't care, like something that's not very cool acting like this on the radio, because years ago, WRCT gave me a whole bunch of guff about doing this kind of show. They said it was embarrassing to the station, and rightfully so. And then the next GM came, the next general manager came in, and he did a show just like mine. He did a character-driven show. It was a lot of fun. And everybody's so afraid to you know, I don't care. I know I'm not cool. I don't care, man. I like doing this stuff. I like playing music for you guys. I like playing music for me. I like doing these themes. I've been doing radio for 30 years. The novelty still hasn't worn off. Every show is just like the first show. Inept. And so It's neat to me to see that I ended up in Pittsburgh and I'm doing character-driven radio. I just was just drawn into it, and it's just you know, anything to keep that legacy going. There's not too many of these character guys. Jay Thurber does, even though you think that's real Jay Thurber. Jay Thurber is actually a 26-year-old black woman. That is correct. Jay Thurber's not even a guy. And so it's real character-driven radio. And let's see, what else? I think that's it. Everybody else is trying so hard to be cool, you know, and I'm through being cool. So let's get back in. What drew me into this whole thing was this next song, was a Mad Mike. Now, the interesting thing about Mad Mike is he had an incredible ear for offbeat and what he called like moldies, and which is just like really like Goo Goo Muck and all these songs that Cramps ended up covering was a lot of Mad Mike's catalog. But listening to air checks of Mad Mike, you know, the music's great, but wow, I don't know, his voice really didn't knock me out. And, you know, but then you listen to people like Brother Love, who had a great shtick, but it was pretty much a one-trick pony. It was like, you know, hey, the straights are out there, and don't let the straights get you, and we're cool. And it was funny, though. He, like, plugs things like the Listening Post, which is like this old record store that I think is now is like Walnut Capitals there. Or he would play a place called the Psychedilly. And I don't know, I think there's like a subway there. So it's neat to hear all the commercials that he would do. And then you'd hear Porky Chedwick, man. That guy was like rapid fire, man. But then again, you listen to some Porky Chedwick stuff, like he did some remotes from a drive-in. And he goes, hey, what's your name? What high school do you go to? You know, you could see he was out of his element there. But boy, you put that guy in a studio behind the microphone, and that guy was on. And he actually did the Electric Pork for a while when he tried getting into the whole psychedelic stuff. So Pittsburgh DJs, man, I really kind of pride myself in carrying that torch of a personality-driven radio. Mm-hmm. So here is the song Mad Mike would play. This is actually the flip side. He would play a song called Camel Walk by the Saxons. And here's the flip side, just to outdo that. Camel Walk Part 2, Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT, in the Pittsburgh. All songs about walking today.
without my walking stick, I'd go insane. Can't look my best, I'd feel undressed without my cane. Must have my walking stick, 'cause it may rain. And when it pours, can't be outdoors without my cane. If I ever left my house without my walking stick, it would just be something I could never explain. The thing that makes me click on Lover's Lane would go for naught if I were caught without my cane. Without my walking stick, it would just be something I could never explain.
The thing that makes me click on Lover's Lane, would go for naught if I were caught without my cane.
Oh, baby, that's so spicy.
This is from the lady.
Uh-huh. old Bible. The world isn't coming to an end. He said it. Walk like a man, fast as you can. Walk like a man, my son. I'll tell the world, forget about it, girl. As I walk like a man from you. I don't mean maybe, gonna get along somehow. Soon you'll be crying, account of all your lying. Just look who's laughing now. Walk like a man, fast as I can. Walk like a man from you. I'll tell the world, forget about it, girl. As I walk like a man from you. Showing life to me. When
Hello, and welcome back. It's 5 p.m., and you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, live to you from the basement of Carnegie Mellon University Student Center. This is the second week of the new show called Stereo Slushy, and I'm your DJ, Jack Fulton-Head. Now let's get right into the music. You just heard Dionysian State by Mild High Club from the album Going, Going, Gone, which is released last Friday. So a really new album. You're listening to WRCT. This is Stereo Slushy. This week, I have a selection of some modern psychedelic pop songs for you to enjoy. For this genre, I would describe it as, in slushy terms, putting a bunch of ingredients in the slushy machine, and it just tastes fantastic. And next song is going to be Sense by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard from the album Papier-Mâché Dream Balloon.